Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table. You can do it right now at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
The world got a scare yesterday when Anthony Field, aka The Blue Wiggle, his wiki page said that he had died. Tributes started flooding in until Anthony himself took to Twitter to debunk the claim, saying, "Unless I'm not with the times, I'm still here. I've died a few times on stage, you've seen the act, but I'm back and alive on Wikipedia now." So for all those Wiggly fans worrying about their favourite Blue Wiggle, he's very much alive and well and ready to get his wiggle on.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Now, not sure if you heard about this, but Major League Baseball built it and the fans came. I'm talking about the replica Field of Dreams baseball pitch that was built with the game held in Iowa in the cornfields made famous by Kevin Costner. The game was between the White Sox and the Yankees, which turned out to be the most watched game since 2004, with Kevin Costner himself in attendance.
If you build it, he will come.
Since the surge of interest around the original 1989 film, and since they have the replica pitch already built, Peacock have ordered a series by The Good Place showrunner Mike Shore. The series is in pre-development.
How cool is that? Now, guess which song is Billboard's longest charting Hot 100 single?
Is it this?
Yes, The Weeknd's Blinding Light has now been sitting on the charts for 88 consecutive weeks. That's the longest ever a song has occupied space on the chart, and he didn't even get nominated for a Grammy. What a load of crap.
Do you know what song previously held the title?
Gosh, it could be anything. What is it?
It's this one. Yep, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Nice, both great songs. And if you've been watching this season of The Voice, you'll know the talent has been quite phenomenal. Last night, Nick Kyrgios' sister Halima wowed the coaches with her rendition of Tina Arena's Chains, turning all four chairs.
Another family absolutely full of talent.
Yes, she chose Rita Ora as her coach. And look out tonight as Jess Marboy's 18-year-old niece, Soraya Marboy-Hudson, is on the show. Apparently, Jess doesn't know she's auditioning. Will she turn her chair? I guess we'll have to watch The Voice Australia tonight on 7 at 7.30 to find out.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.